Blog Talk Radio.
Donald Lawrence and Company, coming to you with another lesson, your righteous mind. Yeah, the mind that Christ Jesus used enables him to do supernatural things in a natural world. Scripture.
If you can be risen, risen Christ is right.
Focus.
Set your affection
on kingdom things.
For the things of the kingdom.
Right here, y'all.
If he be risen.
That's right. Things of the kingdom. Come on, tell them. Think on these things.
Thank you for tuning in to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by Apostle Lonnie Stocks. Coming to you from the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. At this time, we would like to invite you to become partners with us, both with your prayers and your finance, so we can continue to preach the gospel. Partner with us with just a $1 a day donation. We are a 501c3 organization, so all donations are tax exempt. You can donate three ways. One, send correspondence via mail to 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Or call us at 718-574-2244. Lastly, via our website at www.tjsm.org. We can accept check, Visa, Master, Discover, or American Express cards. We can also accept PayPal via our website. Thank you in advance for your support of the ministry as we continue to spread the gospel across the world.
See, what you're listening to will affect you. What you're looking at will affect you. What you speak will affect your future. And then it will affect your heart. But you're a spiritual being having a natural experience. Dorinda, I think right here, I just need a little bit of help from you. Come on, Dorinda.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. Good morning. We're so grateful to be here this morning. Woke up, you know what? I can move all my fingers. I can move my toes. I was able to put my clothing on. I was able to brush myself up, wash myself up, get dressed, and come down here to the broadcast. I'm grateful to God. Still in the land of the living and on top of the grass. On top, period. We're not dead. We're not gone. But we're still vibrant and alive. And I give God the praise for that. And I give God the glory for that. And I tell you, I would never forget. I don't ever want to forget to give the Lord the praise for all the blessings he's brought and doing in my life. And he's doing a lot of blessings. He's doing a lot of great things in my life. And I'm grateful to God for that. Now listen, this morning God is good. And this coming up Christmas time, we're right here, but I'm glad it's Christmas. And I want to talk about something in the book of Genesis. I'll give you the thought. You write it down. I'll be back. But I want to talk about Genesis 38 is a parenthetical, parenthetical. Have you ever seen the times in your life it seemed that God is on your side, he's blessing you, and then it looked like it becomes stagnated? It looked like the blessings dries up or something. Of course, you know they didn't dry up, but have you ever seen the time it seemed like the blessings just stopped? And you wonder, where is God? And you know he didn't leave you because he's omnipresent. You know enough about God to know that he didn't leave you, but it just seemed like that God is not there in your life. Have you ever seen those times? Well, the book of Genesis, chapter 38, is one of those times. In chapter 37, Joseph was the focus. We see all the things that Joseph went through and had to endure. But in 38, you don't even see his name mentioned. I mean, just goes right into Judah and the kids and everything and leave Joseph out. And when you come back to 39, you find that Joseph is being sold down in Egypt. That's called a parenthetical, like parenthesis. But in biblical terms, it's a parenthetical. Parenthetical, P-A-R-E-N-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L, parenthetical. We're going to talk about that today. Hope you enjoy it. Right now, I'm going to play this song, So Glad It's Christmas. So glad it's Christmas. Give God the praise for it right now. So glad it's Christmas. Thank you. I'm glad as well. I'm glad. Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord for this Christmas holiday coming up. Do you? I know you do. But I thank the Lord for this Christmas holiday. I'm so grateful to God for this Christmas holiday. You know, but it would be no Christmas without Jesus. I mean, we can celebrate all we want to, but if Jesus is not there and we're not putting him first, what good would it be? My thought this morning is Genesis 38 is a parenthetical. And the word is spelled parenthetical, parenthetical. Now, the whole chapter deals with this man, his sons, and how Judah goes into sin. But chapter 37 deals with Joseph, how he was sold, how he went to help his brothers, how they sold him into slavery. But then you don't hear anything about him at all in chapter number 38. It's amazing. It's amazing. He was the focus on everything. Have you ever seen the time it looked like that God was blessing you real, real good, and all of a sudden it looked like your blessings just stopped? It looked like God forgot you. But I want to use a thought today. Even though it's a parenthetical, God has not forgotten you. No, has not. Even though it is you're going through a parenthetical, but God hasn't forgotten you. And I'm going to show it to you this morning by the grace of God. But let's look in, first of all, let's look in Genesis chapter number 38. And let's take a look at verse number 1. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned into a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira. Now, watch the scripture come alive. Now, just watch something. I'm going to show you something here. And I believe I'm going to show you something anyway. Let's go back over here and look at, let's back up one chapter. One verse. Let's just back up one verse. Let's go with one verse. Let's look at chapter number 36. Well, that's the New King James. Let me put the King James up there so there won't be no confusion what I'm talking about. Let me just do the King James Bible. Is that all right? We want to do the King James. Okay, let's look in the King James Bible. In chapter 37. There it is on the screen. If you have your Bible, get your Bible. In chapter 37, and the Midianites sold him, talking about Joseph, into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. Now, verse 36 is the last verse in that chapter. Watch this. It's amazing. The focus is all on Joseph and what he's going through. Then chapter 38, the very next verse, it tells us about, and it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned in to a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira. Now, isn't that amazing? But you know what's more amazing than that? The whole chapter 38 don't mention Joseph at all. Don't even mention his name. Isn't it amazing? Have you ever seen the time it looked like God don't hear you? You pray and it seemed like God doesn't hear your prayer. Have you ever seen those times that it seemed like that God just forgot you? I want to know, is there any of you out there that ever felt like that you're praying, you know you're saved, and you know the word says that God won't leave you and he won't forsake you, and you stand on that word, but it don't seem like God remembers you. Now watch. Let's go to chapter 39. Chapter 39, now here's Joseph again. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. Now, let me just pause right there. Think about it. In chapter 37, Joseph goes through all this agony and all these problems. His brother, he goes to help his brother. His brother gets jealous, was already jealous of him. They say, here come that dreamer. And there was a plan on killing him. One brother said, let's don't kill him. Then they decide they're going to sell him into slaveship, and they did that. They took his coat off and all that kind of stuff and killed a lamb and sent it back to the father, told the father that he was dead, a beast had killed him. And now the father's thinking that Joseph is dead, but here's Joseph in all of this situation, and God seems like drops Joseph out the picture. Joseph's not even mentioned in chapter 38. The whole entire chapter doesn't mention Joseph at all in chapter 38. The whole entire chapter don't mention Joseph at all. Are you listening to me? The whole chapter just leaves him completely out. Joseph is left completely out. Joseph is left out the whole chapter. Does it seem like God has left you out? Do you feel abandoned? Do you feel like sometimes maybe you're out the will of God? Well, I want to tell you, it's only a parenthetical. P-A-R-E-N-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L. It's a parenthetical, but God hasn't forgotten you. Look, let's go back. Genesis 38, and it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned into a certain Abelamite whose name was Hira. Now, it don't mention Joseph the whole entire chapter. You don't believe it? Take your Bible out and read it. The whole chapter of Genesis, chapter 38, mentions not one time Joseph. But chapter 37 is all about Joseph. Go back to 39, it comes back about Joseph. But chapter 38 doesn't mention him. And I want you to just let that assault, let it serenade right now. Let it just symbol right now. I want you to listen to that. Think about it. Do you feel like that? Are you feeling like right now that God has left you out? Do you feel that God has forgotten you? When I come to assure you that God did not forget you. And there is no Christmas without Jesus. Take a listen. Let's go. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas, Terry. Merry Christmas, Mother. Merry Christmas, Tad. Merry Christmas, Yolanda. Merry Christmas, Brooke.
Merry Christmas, Kurt.
It's time.
It's time again for the holidays. The pain and sorrow miles away. But in my spirit, I gotta say, there's no Christmas without you. With caroling and mistletoe, children playing in the snow, but in their hearts, the world is snow. There's no Christmas without you.
Your gift?
Your gift of love.
Yes. See, I need to make out a Christmas list. Who should we put on that big one? Lord, Monica Neely. Carry on. Uncle Jesse. Who else? Lord David. Tia. Who else? Frank. It's Jesus' birthday. Tammy, I can't forget Tammy. But it's Jesus' birthday. Happy birthday, Tammy. We love you. Let's say it again. Your gift.
There is no Christmas without the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, again, we're talking about a parenthetical. And that's when it seems like that God is not with you and it seems like that you're all by yourself. But you know, if you listen to this message today, you're going to be encouraged and realize that God is still with you. And that God is blessing you and that God is making ways for you. That God is providing for you. Yes, he is. Even when you don't feel it. The Bible says you don't walk by what you feel. It doesn't. You don't even walk by what you see. But now that's when your faith comes in. Even though Joseph is not mentioned in chapter 38 of Genesis, but if you go back to 39, they'll pick Joseph back up in verse 39, and you'll find out that Joseph is made second command in all of Egypt and all that stuff. He goes to jail. He interprets dreams and all of that. God uses the man mightily. And verse 40 and so forth and so on. Joseph becomes the man. Even his brethren didn't recognize him. But Joseph becomes the man. The man of the day. And I'm telling you, God's going to do the same thing for you. Joseph in chapter 41 is made the ruler, second in command to all Pharaoh. Even though he wasn't mentioned in chapter 38 at all. We left him in chapter 37 being sold. We left him in chapter 37 and in verse 36. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, and certain of the guard. But in chapter 38, the Bible says it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren. Look, went down from his brethren now, right? And turned into a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira. Now, Joseph is not mentioned in the entire chapter. 38, Joseph is not mentioned, not one single time. But when you flip the page and go over to chapter 39, in the very first verse, it says, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hand of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down with them. Now, we finally picked Joseph back up in chapter 39. But again, in chapter 38, we don't hear anything about him. Did God actually forget Joseph? No, he didn't. Was God not caring about Joseph? Yes, he was. Maybe you asked me now, you know, has God forgotten me? No, he hasn't. Does God care about me? Yes, he does. Does God not love me anymore? Yes, he does love you. Is God not with me? Yes, he's with you. But I don't feel him, Pastor. It looked like things getting worse instead of getting better. I've been serving him all these years, but it looked like things is getting worse. I can imagine if we didn't have the Bible to look at Joseph's life, I could find out, but right this moment, I just don't want to talk about it. But how many years, how long was it that Joseph was a slave and his name wasn't even mentioned? I can imagine he was praying the entire time because he was a holy man. He was a righteous man. Joseph was a praying man. Now here you are. You've been put in a pit. You're taken out of a pit. And some of the Ishmaelites takes you now. They buy you from your brethren. I think they sold him for about 50 cents. 50 cents. He was sold for 50 cents. Can you imagine being sold for 50 cents? And now the people that buys him, the last thing we hear about him is they took him down to Egypt. And then, bam, he's not mentioned anymore. The whole entire chapter of Genesis 38, Joseph is not mentioned. Some of you, you've been going through this situation, I don't know how long, quite a few months, quite a few years, and it looked like God has forgotten you. It looked like that God is not with you. And sometimes you say, you know, maybe I'll be better off dead. Who's that called me last night here on the radio, night before last night, wanted me to pray for them not to wake up, that God would take them out in this world? I said, I'm not going to pray that prayer for you. I pray for God to heal you and deliver you and set you free. But listen, how many times do you feel like almost giving up? You don't want to give up because you know so much about the word, but the pains are so severe. How many have been through those severe pains? I mean, those pains are excruciating. They're hurting. They're painful. You feel alone. You feel lonely. You feel that nobody cares. And even those that care, they're all giddy and joyful. And here you are, they're telling you to smile. Smile, girl. Smile, man. Come on, bro. You're going to be all right. But they don't feel the pain. Joseph went through that. The whole entire Genesis 38, do not mention the man at all. But God was with him. Even though his name wasn't mentioned, but God was with him. And I'm saying the same thing to you. This is only a parenthetical. And let me give you the word, so if you want to write it down, P-A-R-E-N-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L. This is a biblical definition of when something has been inserted, something has been placed in. Don't look like it should be there. It's put there in brackets. It doesn't change the subject matter. The subject is the same, but all of a sudden it looks like the subject matter is not important. It looks like that God has forgotten you completely. Preacher, it looks like God just don't care about me, but God does care about you. God loves you, and God is still with you. The subject today is God. Genesis 38 is a parenthetical. I'm putting it on the screen, but notice what I said under that. God has not forgotten you. Even though you're going through a parenthetical part of your life, but God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. It just looks like God has forgotten you. But God has not forgotten you. God still loves you. God is yet concerned about you. It's only a parenthetical. A parenthetical. That's all it is. God still loves you. God is on your side. What is a parenthetical? What is a parenthetical? What is a parenthetical? Let me just give you a definition of a parenthetical. A parenthetical is, number one, a phrase often explanatory of or qualifying, inserted into a passage with which it is not grammatically connected and marked off by brackets, dashes, and so forth. So a parenthetical is something inserted in your writing that is not really grammatically connected. It's not even connected, but it's inserted. And it's something you want to emphasize at the time. Doesn't mean you forgot your subject. Doesn't mean you forgot the subject matter. Doesn't mean you lost your interest in what you were talking about. But this is a parenthetical, something that's been inserted, or it could be a phrase, it could be a paragraph, but it's has brackets that says inserted. It's not the theme, but I want to bring it in. Okay, are you listening to me today? You're going through a parenthetical. God didn't leave you. A parenthetical is also called brackets. Either are a pair of characters used to enclose such a phrase or a sign of aggregations in mathematical or logical expressions. God inserted a parenthetical, but it didn't mean that God forgot Joseph. It doesn't mean that Joseph wasn't the center of God's life. It doesn't mean that God wasn't hearing Joseph's prayer. It was only a parenthetical. A parenthetical is an intervening of an occurrence, an interlude, an interval. It doesn't mean that the cause is forgotten. It doesn't mean the subject matter is forgotten. It doesn't mean because God didn't answer you today. It doesn't mean because you've been going through for a week. You said, Pastor, it's not a week, it's been a month. It's been years. But it doesn't mean God forgot you. It doesn't mean God doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that God is not with you. God is still with you. That's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You are placed in parentheses right now. There's something else been inserted as a parenthesis. But it doesn't mean God forgot you. See, chapter 38 was placed, man, this blew my mind when I first read this. Because I was reading the story about Joseph, bam, and all of a sudden, Joseph disappeared. The whole entire chapter of Genesis 38 doesn't mention the man at all. Doesn't mention him at all. But bless God, in chapter 39, we learn about Joseph again. And we learn about how Joseph was a dedicated man. And how even Pharaoh's wife tried to set him up for rape. And she did lie on him. He went to jail, but Joseph maintained his integrity. And God gave Joseph victory. Let's take a look at something here in God's Word translation. I want to read something to you in Genesis 38. It's amazing. About that time, Judah left his brethren and went to stay with a man from Adullam, whose name was Hira. Now, why did God, all of a sudden, just deviate from Joseph? Maybe you're asking me the same question. Well, I can't answer that. But I can answer you this. God is still with you. And God still loves you. And that God hasn't forgotten you. And I can answer you that God is going to deliver you. And this too is going to pass. My telephone number is 347-884-8850. I believe whatever you're going through today is only a parenthetical. It is not that God has overlooked you. It is not that God doesn't love you. It is not that God is going to not do what he said. It's only a parenthetical. You're going through a time of parenthesis, a parenthetical. Give me a call at 347-884-8850. I want to pray with you because I believe that God can move this morning. See, I believe in the supernatural power of God. I can't give that up. I got to keep on believing in the supernatural power of God. Don't forget the baby Jesus. Don't forget him. Let's go to the song, and I'll be back in a moment. Don't forget him. He can still heal you. Don't forget him. Remember, he He's the reason for the season.
Don't forget the baby.
It's Christmas. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I know some of y'all are scratching your head this morning because I use that phrase parenthetical. But God is with you. He didn't forget you. No Christmas. Even though you don't have all you're looking for, but don't forget Jesus. He's with you today. My telephone number is 347-884-8850. Press number 1. I want to pray with you today. Don't forget it. Glory. Hallelujah. Good morning. God bless. How are you doing?
Hello.
Good morning. Yes, how are you doing today?
Hi, good morning, Lonnie. This is Robert's sister again, Margaret.
Margaret, yes, in Texas. Yes, how you doing, Margaret?
Hi, I'm fine, Lonnie. Better day today for me. Better day. I hope my brother had a better day as well.
Yes, we're going to keep on believing that.
Huh?
I said we're going to keep on believing that.
That's right, that's right.
Go ahead.
Sorry, say that again?
No, go ahead. I cut you off. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was calling to let him know, you know, that I love him and, you know, I wanted to, you know, say a prayer. And I had a question for you. I don't know if he probably has the same question, but I have a question, and I really need your advice on how can a person in the midst of, you know, their downfall and you know, whatever they're going through, how do you manage to stay, you know, to keep your faith? You know, how do you manage not to lose that? What kind of advice what would you say can a person do?
Well, the character we're talking about this morning is Joseph, right?
Yeah.
Joseph went through some horrifying experiences.
Yes.
And you know he was put in jail. He was sold by his brethren. And,
well, you
he
know,
was accused.
My brother's
I'm
in
sorry.
Jail. My brother's in jail.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to explain to you. Joseph was in jail. And according to scripture, he was 17 years old when he was locked up for rape. He was 17 years old. Now, guess what? He didn't get released until he was 30 years old. So now how many years is that?
Ooh, that's a long time.
That's 13 years. He was in jail. How did Joseph maintain his integrity? According to scripture, the Bible said Joseph understood that the Lord was with him even though he was incarcerated. And Joseph kept doing good. And even though some of the people in the jail system with him tried to harass him and some of them forgot him, even though he did things for them. My advice to your brother and any of those or anyone that's going through this morning is keep your focus on the Lord and believe that he is going to vindicate you and going to deliver you. Like Nelson Mandela. He was locked up for 27 years.
Oh, man, it's so funny you mentioned that. I was just talking about that to somebody as well. But that
27 years. And then once he was released from prison, Winnie, the woman that we thought was fighting for him while he was in jail incarcerated, she had already fallen in love with another man and had almost broken that relationship up. So when he was released from incarceration, she didn't sleep with him for 2 years. And when he filed for a divorce, she contested it. She didn't want it. But what kept Nelson Mandela together, I believe, was his focus on God. So my advice to your brother and anyone that's going through a crisis today is keep believing. See, one thing I used to teach when I was younger, when I first came into the body of Christ, no one can take your integrity. You got to hold on to your integrity. What do you believe? What is your principles? Don't let the environment. There's one scripture that tells us, I think it's in Psalms. I don't know the exact chapter now, but it says Joseph became a part of the bars. The bars didn't affect him. He didn't allow the bars to get in him. He worked with the bars, the prison system. And I believe if anyone that's listening to me now, if you're going through, it may be a sickness, it may be incarceration, it may be a financial problem, but if you just keep believing that this too is going to pass and keep your faith focused on God, I believe that God will bring your brother out and anyone else, okay?
Well, thank you, Lonnie. I appreciate that. I take that for me as well, you know, because we all have our time. Huh?
That's right. And no matter what happened, if you just keep your focus on the Lord, and I believe that's what Joseph did, because if you heard me in the beginning of the broadcast, my topic today is a parenthetical, P-A-R-E-N-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L. Genesis 38 is a parenthetical, in parenthesis. Joseph's name is not even mentioned. Nothing remotely mentioned Joseph from chapter 37 and 36 to chapter 39 and 1. That's the next time Joseph is mentioned. The whole 38. It looked like God forgot him. And I can imagine Nelson Mandela went through that same feeling. It seemed like God had forgotten him. And some of you listening to me, you're probably feeling the same way, that God has forgotten you. But God has not forgotten you. This is only a parenthetical. Okay, Margaret?
All right. Thank you, Lonnie. I appreciate it.
I love
very
you
much.
Now. All right. Have a blessed day.
I love you, my brother. Okay.
Thank you so much. All right.
Day.
My telephone number is 347-884-8850. Remember, God is still on the throne, and God does love you, and God is concerned about you. God has not forgotten you, and God will answer prayer. No matter what happens, God still answers prayer. Even though it seemed like it's delayed, it seemed like the action is not coming forth as speedily as it should, but God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If you need prayer this morning, I would love to pray with you and believe God for that supernatural. Robert, I'm praying for you as well. Keep the faith, my brother. Don't give up. The same way God delivered Nelson Mandela, he can deliver you. Don't ever give up the faith in God. All right? Let me go back to this song, and I'll be right back. God has not forgotten you. He's a provider. Be with you.
Don't forget, his name is Jesus.
Don't forget Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe a miracle is going to take place for you before Christmas. I believe that God's going to do a miracle for you before Christmas. See, but you got to believe it with me. Don't just leave me out there hanging. I believe that God is going to work a miracle for you. I'm talking to you, whoever you are. Whatever you're going through, I believe that God is going to work a miracle for you. You know, there's a song I used to play many years ago by Kirk Franklin. It's always good to go back into some of the old stuff. I believe you're going to smile again. Take a listen. Thank you, Lord. Jesus will do that for you. Joseph smiled again. Oh my God, won't he do it? It's going to get better.
No one to say, oh yes, feeling kind of empty,
Sing the song. We're going to go right back to that. But let's go to Genesis chapter 41 just for a minute. Now, remember, Joseph wasn't mentioned in chapter 48 at all. We found out that he was sold and all that in chapter 37. And in chapter 38, he wasn't mentioned. But then he was mentioned again in chapter 39. But watch chapter 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land. Look at the position that Pharaoh puts Joseph in, the man that was in jail for what? 13 years in jail. 13 years this man was in jail. Are you listening to me? But God lifts him up to the second in command in all of Egypt. And let's look at verse 46. The Bible says, and Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. This is the man that was in jail. This is the man that was not mentioned in chapter 38. But look what God did for him. And I see God doing that same thing for some of you right now. Look at verse 47. And in the 70 of years, they're brought forth by handfuls. Joseph had a vision that couldn't be stopped. Listen, when you got a dream, it's going to come to pass. Do you see yourself out of this situation? Do you see yourself over this situation? Do you see yourself as a winner? You got to see yourself as a winner. Listen, Father, in Jesus' name, there are so many listening to me today. They're despondent. They're hurt. As I was told just a couple of days ago, that in North Carolina, in one plant alone, 130 people was laid off at one time. And I know that's got to be painful. There's so many people discouraged today. They don't have jobs. They don't have money. They don't have finance. Their bodies are sick. The doctor bills are high. Insurance is not paying like it should. But God, I are sovereign. You got all power. I pray that you bless this vast audience today. Let them know and encourage them, God, that you're with them and you're going to make everything all right. Weeping may endure but a night, but joy always come in the morning. And God, I believe you by faith that you're going to bring joy. You're going to bring joy to this situation. You're going to bring healing and deliverance to this situation. You're going to make it all right, Father. And I thank you for it. I give your name the praise and the glory for it in Jesus' name. Well, I got to go. It's 1:57 a.m. in the morning, and I tried to bring a message to you that was wholesome, had potency by it, and had most important of all, the power of God to deliver you and set you free. Well, I want you to remain faithful to God and wait on the promises of God. He's going to bring it to pass. Don't forget, today at noonday, we're going to be in noonday prayer right here at the Jesus Save Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, between Cornelia Street and Putnam Avenue. Noonday prayer today at 12 noon, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. I believe in prayer. And then this evening at 7 p.m., we'll be back in prayer again. Amen. I still believe in prayer. And then at 8 p.m., we're going to have a short praise and worship and dynamite deliverance service. So if you're anywhere in the metropolitan area, please stop by Jesus Save Ministry. That's 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. We are conveniently located in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn between Cornelia Street and Putnam Avenue. As a matter of fact, we're right on the corner of Putnam Avenue. If you're taking the B60 bus, it'll put you off on Putnam Avenue. Walk over two blocks west, and you'll be right on the corner of the church, Putnam and Evergreen. Just walk right in the door right there. And we're glad to see you. If you're coming by the J train, you can get off on Gates Avenue or Halsey Street. Walk over two blocks to Evergreen. Follow the numbers up there on the 509, the B52, or the B60. Either one of them buses. I got to go. The woman just said 90 seconds. I got to go. I love you. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Remember, we're going to smile again.